This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, it's hump day, and let's just go over some things. Yes, we'll deal with the subpoenas for the Biden family tonight, and we have the debates are later on, and all kinds of things we have to get to, but I know what's on your mind. You know what's on my mind. It's all about the elections yesterday, plural, that happened across the country, and so let's just start here.
It's okay. All right. It's okay. Let's address this right out of the gates. I'm going to get to all of it. But first, remember, there is a temptation in politics for all of us, for you, me, everybody, to simplify some things that are not simple. It's a human temptation. I'm the king of this. In my own personal life, I will try to simplify some things that are complicated. I bet you money, I know what you've heard on the radio and seen on TV and read all day long. I bet you money, I know generally what it was. I bet you it was, well, this is, we lost everything because of abortion. We lost everything because of Mitch McConnell. We lost everything because of Trump. We lost everything because of DeSantis. We lost everything because of the... Okay, one, we did not lose everything yesterday. Did we have some losses? Some brutal losses. Oh, absolutely. Big ones. They hurt. I'm hurting over some of these losses. You're probably hurting. Did we have some tremendous victories? We did. Great ones yesterday. In fact, Ryan Gradusky, my buddy, is going to join us in about 25 minutes from now to tell us about some of the great wins we had yesterday. Remember this. When you're hurting the day after an election, you remember what you felt like after the midterms that turned out to be a red dribble. It was supposed to be a red wave. It was a red dribble. You remember how bad you hurt and how bad I hurt. Victory has 1,000 fathers and defeat is an orphan, as the saying goes. When you hurt after an election, it is the most natural human thing in the world to point to whoever you already dislike and say, look, it's his fault. All of this is his fault. But here's a truth about politics. It is an undeniable truth. Each and every race, in each and every different area, has its own tale to tell. Very, very rarely is there one sweeping explanation you can make for every single thing. Yeah, we lost the governor in Kentucky. We didn't have it, but we didn't win that. Yeah, we took it on a chin in Ohio, the abortion thing. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Don't worry. We won in Long Island. Swept in Long Island. Long Island is owned by Republicans now. Did you know? Yes, we lost the Virginia the House. I'm just going to call it the House. They have different words to describe things there. But did you know that we actually did very well in Virginia last night? Did you know that yesterday you woke up in the morning and there was a Democrat AG in Louisiana, and today you woke up and there's a Republican AG in Louisiana? Did you know that? Did you know, and Ryan Gradusky again is going to join us to talk about this, that school board race after school board race after school board race after school board race across the United States of America was won by you, normal people, getting involved? And look, this is me. You know I give you the brutal truth. I'm going to get to some brutal truth here in just a second and some hard things to say. But I don't blow sunshine up your, I don't give you a fluffy view of things, do I? I give you what I view as the real view of things, whether it's a nice view or an ugly view. I give you the truth as much as I see it. I give you the truth. Today, there are plenty of things to hurt about, and I hurt with you. Also today, there are many things to feel good about. One sweeping explanation for all of it? That's when you know you're listening or watching a simpleton who treats you like a simpleton. You're not a simpleton. So turn it off. All right? Now, let's deal with what I view as the biggest deal. What happened in Ohio yesterday with the abortion thing. In case you just woke up, maybe you had a long night. Ohio, the people of Red State, Ohio, my state. Remember, I was born there. All my extended family's there. That's my state. That's my state. I lived there till I was 10. They woke up and they went to the polls and they voted Democrat. Well, they voted for abortion, I should say. And they voted overwhelmingly for abortion. The numbers are staggering. Staggering in this way. These people love abortion. Absolutely love it. The people in Red State, Ohio, every single demographic voted for abortion. Everyone. Some more than others, but it was men. It was women. It was white men, white women. It was black men, black women. Latina men, Latina women. It was virtually every age. The only even age group who barely rejected it were the 65 and olders. Everyone younger loved it. My goodness, 18 to 25-year-olds, they love abortion the way you love your puppy. They love abortion. And this is what I have today. And these are fine. I want you to send me these emails. This is not a complaint. This is actually how I feel about it. But I have email after email. They all read like this. Hi, Jesse. As a consistent listener of your show and voter in Ohio, I want to thank you for doing all you could to help Ohio. Unfortunately, we failed. The number of voters is disgusting. This state is a major disappointment. So on and so forth. Goes on. Dear handsome pants. I'm writing you from the armpit of Ohio, Toledo, as I'm driving into work at 6 a.m. I can't shake this disgusted feeling. I'm absolutely blown away by my fellow Ohioans. The next email. Jesse, if people are willing to continue to vote themselves into communism so they can kill their children, the country is already finished. Jesse, I don't get it. Our country is going to crap. Our economy sucks, border wide open. We're one step from World War III, but still Republicans lose elections. This is all in capital letters. Why, Jesse? Are people not voting red? Are they cheating again? Jesse, what's going on? Jesse, I went out and voted in an off year for the first time ever yesterday. Our town is probably 75% normie norm Republicans, 25% Democrat. Half the Democrats still think it's the party of JFK, the other half are commies. When I left the voting center, half the cars were rainbow flags and coexist bumper stickers. Our, quote, Republican town elected a commie to the town board by 100 votes because Norm couldn't be bothered to vote. Hard to be a happy warrior this morning. So on and so on and so on. And I'm going to be very honest with you right now, and I'll be honest with you about being honest with you. I almost wasn't honest with you, meaning what I'm about to say, I agonized over it a little bit. I rarely do that, to the point where I actually talked to my wife about it this morning, what I should do and shouldn't do. I had a moment last night when the Ohio results were coming in. And I saw how much the people of Red State, Ohio, the people of America, let's be honest, let's not make it about Ohio. It's the same in New York. It's the same everywhere. I saw how much people love abortion. I retired for about 5 minutes last night. Did you know that? I didn't even tell Chris and Michael that. I seriously did. In my mind, I said, dude, I'm going to retire. There's nothing worth saving. Forget it. It's over. I quit. I'm done. I'll go back. I'll sell RVs. I'll live my life. I'm done with this fight. I'm not fighting for these people. Now, granted, it was 5 minutes and I got over it, but that's how low I was last night. I was low. So I'm not going to sit here and act like everything's happy-go-lucky and I'm thrilled right now. I am gut punched right now. But you know what? Pause on that for a minute. You know, I have high blood pressure in my family. I'm going somewhere with this. Stay with me. You know, I have high blood pressure. It runs in my family. And did you know, year and a half, 2 years ago, I went to the doctor, routine physical, And he said to me, whoa, blood pressure's high. Now, it was not sky high. I'm totally fine. And by the way, it's more working out, a whole lot less drinking. My blood pressure is actually a little low right now. It's perfect. But your blood pressure's too high, doctor said. And I said, oh, gosh, that sucks. And that was a gut punch because it runs in my family, right? That was a gut punch. But let me ask you something. Did my blood pressure get high when the doctor took my blood pressure? Or was my blood pressure already high? And what I found when I went to the doctor was simply a revelation of what already existed. Yesterday, America didn't turn pro-abortion. We just found out how pro-abortion they are. All right? We found out, we had a stress test, we had a blood pressure test, and we found out we love abortion. Okay? Let's tackle that. All right? Now listen, a big part of tackling this, a big part, maybe the biggest part, is going to be educating people, teaching people truth. That's where preborn comes in. Preborn takes a young woman who has been lied to over and over and over and over again by everyone in her life, every politician, probably her boyfriend, her parents, every Democrat, half the Republicans, everybody lying to her. It's a clump of cells. It's nothing. It's going to ruin your life. It's nothing. Kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it. We counter that by giving that young woman an ultrasound and showing her the heartbeat. It's not a clump of cells. You're already a mom. It's a baby. The ultrasound you buy for that young woman saves that life. That's how we're pro-life. Today, more than ever, go give $28 or $140, get you five of them. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we have more good. There's tons of good. There's tons of bad. There was a rough election day in many ways. It was a great election day in many ways. And we're going to tackle all this and we'll deal with the Biden subpoena stuff. We own Long Island, for Pete's sake. Own it. In a historic way. But pause on that. Let's deal with the issue that clearly you're passionate about. Red state of Ohio, people went out and overwhelmingly voted in favor of abortion. Okay. What that was a revelation that the United States of America, its people, love abortion. They believe in it. They think it's right. They think it's okay. They love abortion. Now, how do we change that? What changes that? Let's agree on something right now. We do not change it simply by elections. I'm not saying elections don't matter. They do. Voting matters. But the next politician, whichever one you love, he's not going to change these people. The next ban on this or ban on that, even though I'm all for those things, ban abortion, should be. That won't change the people. We do not have a politician problem. We simplify things, just like I talked about before, by blaming everything on this politician or that political party. Hey, it's Joe Biden's fault. If we just get rid of Joe Biden, we'll be fine. It's a Democrat's fault. If we'll just stop electing Democrats, we'll be fine. Well, no, both those things are valuable. We should stop doing those things. Bounce Joe Biden from office. But if we had the best politician in the world take over, if the people are so rotted that they desire to carve up their babies like Thanksgiving turkeys, then we have work to do well beyond anything a politician or a law can save, can change. As we've discussed before, we were talking about child tranny stuff. You shouldn't have to ban cutting off the penis of a 13-year-old boy. That's not an issue you should even have to tackle. The people should just kind of all agree, yeah, that's not good. The second you get to the place where you have to ban that, you have a people problem. We have a people problem. Since Roe versus Wade was overturned, 50-plus years, the people of this nation, men, women, old, young, white, black, whatever, have been told over and over again by every single part of this system, over and over and over again, from the media to the Democrats to half the Republicans to the entertainment industry. Every single part of this system has told people clump of cells doesn't matter. Clump of cells doesn't matter. It's your right. It's your right. It's your right. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Clump of cells doesn't matter. Okay. So now we have a population full of people who want to throw their baby into the fires of Moloch. What do we do about that? Well, we must begin to work on the hearts and minds of the people. I'm going to play something for you right now. I want you to listen to this woman. Single, of course. Single, obese woman in Ohio.
Abortion is health care. And abortion access is the law of the land in Ohio.
Okay. I know what you're thinking right now. I know exactly what you're thinking right now. My goodness, did somebody open up the gates in the hippo enclosure? That's not what you should be thinking right now. What you should be thinking is, what in the world happened to poison the heart of somebody who would cheer that on? A culture of death created that person right there. All those nasty hags sitting up there screaming, yeah, kill them all, woo! Our culture created that. Do not buy into this lie that it's just young people. Do not buy into this lie that we just have to elect Republicans or ban this or ban that. You know, you could play for my sons. My sons are 13 and 15. For people who make this about age, these young people, you could play for my sons as many pro-abortion ads and propaganda videos as you ever could. And when you were done, they'd be more disgusted with you than you were, than they were before you started playing the videos. My sons know what's right. Your kids know what's right. If you are one of the kids listening to the show, you know what's right. Don't make excuses for age. People believe what they are taught to believe. So let me point to you part of the problem. A huge part of the problem. Let's talk about my state, actually. Yesterday, Republican Governor Greg Abbott in the state of Texas, he called a special session. He bragged about this. A special session to do what? Quote, deliver school choice for Texas families. That's not the important part. The second part is this. Increase funding for public schools and school safety and teacher pay. We have major Republicans in the United States of America bragging about how much more money they're going to give a government school system that has taught children to abort their babies. We begin to address culture when people are kids by teaching them values right from wrong, both at home and in school. We don't like to talk about issues like that because it makes it seem like such a long process and so difficult, but it is a long process and it is difficult and we have got to be ready for the fight. Look, better get your T levels up for this fight. I'll tell you that much. You better. In fact, better go get yourself some Chad mode from Chalk. I love that. Of course they called it Chad mode. What is it? Well, you pair it with the male vitality stack if you want. It's essentially a natural caffeine, a pre-workout that'll have you taken off your day like rocket fuel. A scoop of it's like a scoop of coffee or like a cup of coffee, I should say. Boom! Ready to go. You're going to need energy for the battle, the culture war we're fighting. If you're a lady, get on a female vitality stack now. Natural herbal supplements. Fellas, male vitality stacks. No sucking our thumbs today. We have a people to change, not a government. We must change the people. That means we have a long road to hoe. So let's begin. And let's begin by making sure we have the energy to do it. CHOQ.com. Veterans Day special is already on with the promo code Jesse. So if you've been waiting, don't do that anymore. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. We're going to talk to Ryan Gerdusky about some good news and maybe some bad from yesterday. Then we'll come back and talk more about this. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh my gosh, Chris, turn it off. Ryan requested this on purpose? That's friggin' horrible. Joining me now, my friend,
Ryan Gerdusky of the 1776 Project Pack. Ryan, please tell me there was some kind of a miscommunication between
no,
you.
No, I forgot I had to pick a song. You should have heard me. I was going to have an anxiety attack thinking of a song. It was on the radio. And I go, oh, just play this song. I literally was going through, what song is clean? I said, I'm going to have anxiety attack thinking of a song that Jesse is not going to scream at me for. And I picked whatever song was on the radio.
I'm sorry. And then I did it anyway. All right.
And then I was like, this is too much. I totally forgot you're the radio show that makes you pick music beforehand. Because I was like, oh, there's a good song. No, they curse too much. This one curses too much. This one curses too much. So I was like, screw it. Whatever's on the radio.
Well, you know what? All right. I guess we'll let that go because you're one of the people responsible for bringing us good news from yesterday, Ryan. Everyone today is focused on all the bad news, and I'm not being pie in the sky. I know there's tons of bad news, and we can talk about that too. But people do not understand how much good was done yesterday in this country, and they need to hear from you because my emails look like people are standing on the edge of a building today. Please, what happened?
So I'll start with my pack first, the 1776 Project Pack. So we were in 116 elections in school districts, and we won 69 of them, which is about a 60% win rate, which was pretty good considering the day. Where we saw big gains, so we won we flipped the sixth biggest school district in Ohio, Franklin County, southwestern Franklin County, which is not a conservative territory at all. It's not a Republican territory. It is Franklin County that is, near the capital of the state. We had a clean sweep out of York, which is the biggest Republican county, but still a lot of Democrats running the school boards there. So we expect all the Democrats that are York County, Pennsylvania. We picked up a seat in Loudoun County, which was tough, but we did do it. And then we had some sizable wins throughout, the rest of Virginia and parts of Ohio. Kansas was the one place that we really got routed out of Kansas. I mean, we picked up a few seats here and there, but not much. But overall, it wasn't too bad. And it did a lot better in some places. And there were a lot of races that we came very, very close to and had a turnout been higher, which is what I was worried about. We probably would have won those areas. But there was a lot of good things to be celebrated and to be done on the school board level with my pack, the 1776 pack. But there were also some other things that were good nationwide. I think everyone focusing on Virginia is missing like one of the key things is that Virginia is a Democrat plus state. Mm-hmm. They are going to have a one-seat majority in the state house and one-seat majority in the state senate. That is not great for the Democratic Party. Glenn Youngkin and his team of Republicans won every single seat in the state that was a D plus, a Biden plus 8 district and below. So from Biden plus 7, 6, 5, and all the Trump districts. He really, really did an amazing job because he worked out the early vote and he got Republicans to bank their vote early. So that way on election day, we weren't counting on people who had to pick up their kids or they weren't feeling well or the weather might have been bad or they had a flat tire or whatever the case is. They had already voted and banked that vote in. Pennsylvania, Democrats walked into an election day with a 405,000 vote lead. So the Republican lost by 80,000 votes, but had Republicans voted early and get Republicans who can't always be counted on to vote early, we probably could have won a few important seats in Pennsylvania. Same thing in Jersey. Jersey had a less than 30% turnout in the state. I mean, that's paltry for the state legislature, which is why so many seats flipped. New York had very strong results, so some stuff to celebrate there. But I think that is really the big lesson of it, is you have to get people to vote early. It is not a shameful thing. You don't have to wait till election day. And if you're somebody who you have to know yourself and say, I make excuses all the time, I can't make sure I show up to a birthday party on time, and it's my birthday, then go vote early. You get weeks to do it now. Just, we have to start counting elections based upon, not upon arguments, not upon maybe position papers or whatnot of, are we getting lower propensity voters to actually cast their ballot early in the weeks that they have?
Are we getting, from what you see, again, we're speaking with Ryan Gerdusky, 1776 Project Pack. If you want to know why Republicans own a lot more school boards today than they did yesterday, he's hugely responsible for that. Ryan, are we getting better at getting these early votes? I understand we're way behind the commies. It's what they do for a living. I get that. I'm interested in progress. Are we getting better at it?
Well, clearly, I mean, Virginia was a major win. I mean, Virginia, if the fact that there are Biden districts, districts that voted 7-6 points for Biden in 2020, there was almost a district that voted against Glenn Youngkin that they almost flipped yesterday. So they're doing something right. It's not perfect. It's not perfect by any measure of the imagination, but it is certainly better, a world better than what it was. And over in, and that's why they flipped the attorney's race over in Loudoun County, a county that Glenn Youngkin did not win. Republicans won countywide, and that's in that county, pivotal swing county for the state. That's why Republicans, where they did invest a lot in Pennsylvania, was in Allegheny County, which is the home of Pittsburgh. Republicans won the district attorney's race there, mm-hmm. and they almost flipped the county executive race. And in New York, New York Republicans control all of Long Island for the first time since like the 70s, where they had control literally everything across the board on Long Island, every congressional seat, almost every state legislative seat, every county legislative seat, both the county executive seats. It's a major, major, major gain. You can't just snuff this out and say it doesn't matter because we didn't win this thing or that ballot initiative or whatever. These are really hard fought races to win. And I think the bigger emphasis is how do we start playing like them? How do we make sure we know? Because by the way, everyone's all elections are a year away. No, elections for next school board elections are in March. They're March of next year. And they're going to be another super low turnout election where people just don't show up because the average Joe Schmo or the average person who votes because people on Instagram are voting and she wanted to post her picture of her with the vote sticker too. They are not going to be showing up in a March election. California has them. Big Orange County has them. Ventura County has them. You're going to see elections all throughout Texas come up in May, I believe, of next year. These elections are just 6 months away for these next school board things, these next local politics elections, which really govern your life hardcore. They are not a year away. They are a few months away. So if you know people now, or you're a county elected official, or a person in the Republican Party, start looking through your voter rolls of people who you know you can't depend on and get their vote banked the minute you can ahead of these early votes, because these elections do matter.
Just want to remind everybody, you don't have to be Ryan Gerdusky to be an activist. You can text your friends, text your neighbors. Have you turned in your ballot? Let's fill them out this Friday as we have a beer. There are little ways to be a local activist that make a huge difference. Ryan, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you, tell me about the money. I know this is a bad thing. We've been doing mainly good things, but we did get outspent again, heavily outspent by Democrats. I know because you're on the ground having to raise money for your PAC that then gets distributed to these candidates. I know you know this game. Why is this still such a problem? Where is all of our money?
Because, well, Republicans have QVC, the Republican Party, and church, and Democrats just have the Democratic Party, and they have higher income people than we do. I mean, that is just the name of the game. But I'll tell you, Franklin County, the teachers union spent $1 million, and we probably spent 40 grand, and we won. So money is important until it's not important. Money is important, but there is an oversaturation point to which money is not that important. And if you could spend your money wisely, which a lot of candidates don't, it is much less important to get a yard site out as it is to get people to pick up ballots. And, you know, if they could harvest the vote in their state, if that's legal, like in California, or if they could sit there and just make sure people go door to door knocking and telling them, hey, let's get our people out to our votes early. That means a lot more. A lot of it's misallocated funds, and a lot of it's misallocated messaging. And I think that that's something very important to know.
If you want to change your country, you want to change your culture, school boards are it's not the unimportant thing. It is where we begin. Ryan, where can people go support your PAC? This is me. You know, I don't tell you to go support this candidate and go support that PAC. This is me. When I tell you it matters, it matters. How could people support your PAC?
1776 Project PAC, 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 Political Action Committee PAC. .com 1776 Project PAC.
1776 Project PAC.com. My brother, I appreciate you. Go get some sleep. I'm sure you're cashed.
Exactly. Thank you. Bye.
See? Yeah, we're going to dig through the wins and losses still, as we already are. It's not all bad. Here's an email here. Jesse, I live in a blue state. Last night we won two school board races in the metro area. In an off year election when most people don't vote, we beat the communists. Chin up. All right? Now, let's talk about something real quick. Let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. Widows and orphans. We were not asked to take care of widows and orphans, were we? I don't remember being asked. We were told, take care of widows and orphans. I love Tunnel to Towers because that's what they do. I just can't even imagine the devastation of the family finding out dad went to work that day as a cop and he's never coming home again. Just where do you even begin with that loss? And I'm not saying Tunnel to Towers, you know, can bring dad back, because nobody can, but they can ease the burden on the family left behind. When men and women, first responders, when they pass away and they leave families behind, Tunnel to Towers comes alongside them with real support. When veterans get all blown up in combat and they need a special home for them, Tunnel to Towers takes care of them. $11 a month is all they ask. T2T.org. T, the number 2T.org. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. GOP takes control of Long Island with Ed Romaine's landslide victory in Suffolk County executive race.
Ownership of it. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves defeats Democrat Brandon Presley, Elvis's second cousin, won. Louisiana AG won. Virginia State House, State Senate, barely a Democrat majority in a blue state with a Republican governor, won. School board race after school board race, won. New Jersey, not near as blue as it was, won. Allegheny County, that's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I know you don't care about that, but it's a big deal. Republican DA defeated the George Soros pro-rape, pro-crime commie. One. Yeah, I'm going to get into the hard stuff here in a minute, because there's plenty to be mad about and feel bad about. Do not think that yesterday was just a big sweeping loss and nothing matters. Don't do that to yourself. There were plenty of great things. Remember something. Remember this. And I've said this before, and remember, when I say this, I guess I'm probably not the most sensitive type in the world. I say this to make you feel better, not worse. Remember, it doesn't matter whether you're 6 years old or 96 years old listening to my voice. You will never, ever in your lifetime see final victory over the communists in this country. You will not. Why? They're woven into everything. They're entrenched into everything. And we have a 100-year war to fight now, culturally, here. What does that mean? There are going to be a million battles between now and when that war is finally decided. We are going to win many of those battles. And we're going to lose many of those battles. Just remember, keep going, all right? That's not meant to deflate you. It's meant to put that final victory out of your mind. It's out of your mind. You and me, look, I told you, I went through it last night. When I quit for a minute. I retired off the radio. I'm done. I'm done being an activist. I'm done with it. And you know what else I almost did? Like a friggin' 14-year-old girl. It's so petty and immature. You know what else I almost did? I almost took the day off. I was so mad. I'm not even going in. And you know what I thought? The second the thought crossed my mind, I thought, buck up, you loser. People need to hear today. I have to be here today. We have to keep going. We can't take these losses when they're bad ones, like the one in Ohio. And it was awful. Don't get me wrong. Awful. Awful what happened there. We don't quit. Yeah, we can suck our thumb for a couple hours, then get right back at it. All right? All right. Now, that was the rah-rah stuff. Let's do have a hard talk about something that happened. Turnout. Democrats won the governorship of Kentucky. That we'll get to that in a minute. But the GOP didn't show up. Even in Ohio, with abortion on the ballot, turnout stunningly low. I'm going to play something for you. This is mostly beeped out because it's nothing but cuss words. But what you're going to hear is a communist. He was offered a Republican sample ballot politely. This is all on videotape as he was walking in to vote. He freaked out and then cussed out the person trying to hand him the sample ballot. I want you to listen to this just for 20 seconds. Listen to
you this. Try to overthrow elections with violence, and then you're out here among decent people. What are your policy prescriptions?
Have a nice day. You
rights?
Yeah.
Involving yourself in people's families and their bedrooms?
It's pretty wild.
You animal.
Okay, I'll just stop him there. You get the idea. Let me ask you something. Think that guy voted yesterday? Now, let me ask you something. How many people who sit beside you in church were as motivated to vote yesterday as that man is? How many of the neighbors you talk to, friends you have, you go shoot guns with them? You guys talk about issues, gas prices. Can you believe the cost of eggs these days? Do you think they were as committed to go vote yesterday as that communist was committed? Well, you don't have to guess. I see the numbers. You see the numbers. They're not. They're not. You know, all those battles I was just talking about we have to fight? We're never going to win them if we can't bother to care enough to show up. Where is Norm? Where is Norma in this country? Where are they? And the reason I'm so passionate about this, this is my life too. Remember, I don't hang out with political people. I don't live in New York. I don't live in DC. I live in rural Texas. I hang out with Norm all day long. And I go through the same struggles you do, trying to shake my friends awake. Wake up! Look at what's happening. The communist is committed. The communist is so committed, he'll crawl across the mile of broken glass to go vote. You sat here for an hour drinking beer with me, complaining about gas prices, and you can't get off your... you can't get up on a Saturday morning and go down to the polls? If you are looking at what's happening to your country now, and you can't be bothered to drive down to a voting booth and beep, beep, press a couple buttons on an election machine, you are unworthy of the country your ancestors have handed you. Shame on you. Shame on you. All right. We have a ton more to get to along these lines. Before I get to that, let's do this. Remember, obviously, the crime issue is not exactly going to go away. You see incident after incident after incident. Wake up, read the paper, open up the New York Post. What do you see? Stabbing, raping, killing, stabbing, raping. It's freaking awful. You need to carry something on you at all times that will allow you to protect yourself from an evil person who wants to hurt you at all times. By the way, I need to be clear that includes jogging. That includes while you're in your home. I'm going to the bathroom to brush my teeth. Bring your hero arrow with you. That is the kind of world we live in now. That's not paranoid. That's life. It fits right in your friggin' pocket. Put it in there. Go to hero2020.com. It's non-lethal, so you don't need a concealed carry permit. All right? Hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. Protect yourself and protect your family. All right? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. We still have 2 hours left. Buckle up. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.